On the order, this is the Legislative Council, November 1st. The time is 1:45, and I'd ask Ms. Marnie to call the roll, please.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Coghill. Senator Coghill. Senator McKenna.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Representative Chenault.
Here.
I guess I should have called Senator Hoffman, Senator Huggins, Senator McGuire, Senator Giesel, Representative Hawker, Representative Johnson, Representative Keto, Representative Keto, Representative Ellis.
Here. I think that was Representative Keto.
This is Sam. They just unmuted me. I'm here.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Thompson. Representative Thompson.
Here.
Thank you. Representative Drummond. Vice Chair Heron. Chair Stevens.
Here.
Is there any member that I didn't hear from? 9 members present.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum then. We will... Okay, we'll move on then to the approval of the agenda. Representative Millet.
I move that the Legislative Council approve the agenda.
Thank you. If there's no objection, then the agenda is approved.
This is Senator Coghill, by the way. I hit the wrong button when I thought I was taking you off mute.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. Glad to have you with us. Move on to the approval of the minutes. Representative Millet.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Legislative Council approve the minutes of May 2nd, 2016, May 16, 2016, June 29, 2016, July 12, 2016, and August 3rd, 2016 meetings as presented.
Thank you. Are there any corrections or additions? Is there any objection to approving the minutes? If not, then the minutes are approved. I'll move on to number 4, the contract approvals.
I move the Legislative Council approve renewal number 2 of the lease extension with Clayton L. and Joan E. Ellington in the amount of $59,692.56 for November 1st, 2016 through October 31st, 2017.
Thank you. All objects for purposes of discussion. Tina Strong, are you with us?
Yes. For the record, this is Tina Strong, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. And as your memo states, the original lease for Homer office space was for 3 years, beginning November 1st, 2012, and terminating October 31st, 2015. There were 5 additional renewals of lease available under the lease agreement, each for a 1-year period. We have exercised one of the 5 renewals. Renewal number 1 expired on October 31st, 2016, and the occupants would like to proceed with renewal number 2 for the period November 1st, 2016 through October 31st, 2017. If the Legislative Council approves this renewal number 2, this will leave 3 more renewals available under the lease before we have to go out to bid or do a lease extension. This lease exceeds $35,000 in 1 fiscal year, therefore Legislative Council's approval is required. I have checked with the LIO, Senator Stevens' office, and Rep. Seaton's office, and all are happy with the space, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tina. Any questions, Ms. Strong? Well, again, I have talked with Representative Seaton. He's quite happy with the building. They've been there for, I think, Tina, how long have we been there? They moved in the last few years, I guess, but now they're in a new building the last couple of years. Everyone seems to be quite happy with it.
Yes, we moved into the space in November of 2012, so yeah, we've been there for 4, going on 5 years.
Right. Thank you. Any questions, Tina, concerns? Then I'll remove my objection, and Tina, we can do a roll call.
Senator Meyer.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Tito.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
10 yeas, no nays.
That's it. Moving on to Congressman Kuhl's B, Capital Security Camera System. We need to go into an executive session to discuss this issue.
I move that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following individuals remain in the room: Pam Farney, Katrina Matheny, and any legislative staff working for the council members, and that Tina Strong, Jeff Goodell, and Beth Height remain online, and Nikki Phillips.
Great. Thank you very much. Again, remind any legislators here or online that they are welcome to join us, and we will now go into executive session. We are out of our executive session, and the representative Miller, would you give the motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that the Legislative Council award RFP 615 for Capital Security Camera System Upgrade to Alcan Electric and Engineering, Inc., in the amount of $615,000.
Thank you. And, please, Senator, go ahead. Senator McKenna.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm objecting for purposes of disclosing a potential conflict of interest with Alcan Electric. Mr. Chairman, I disclose in my AFOC report a property that my husband's family owns. They rent to a variety of people in the Juneau area, and Alcan Electric, as I recall, is listed on that disclosure. So I just want to put out into the public realm that while I don't receive any direct benefit, the family, the business that my husband has an interest in, I believe runs to Alcan Electric.
Thank you, Senator McKenna. Any further comments, since we have an objection to the comments? If not, then I'll ask for a roll call.
Senator Meyer.
Yes.
Senator Coggins.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Pass.
Senator Matucci.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Tito.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, Representative Newman. What did you say?
Yes.
Thank you. Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon. Okay. 9 days.
Nine days. The motion passes. Thank you all very much. Before we adjourn, I just want to mention that we did send you the appeal from the procurement officer's decision. And everyone should have a copy of that. My plan is to schedule a meeting as soon as we can, certainly within the next 30 days, to address that appeal. And currently we're looking at November 21st. I hope everyone can make it at that date. Any further issues brought before us?
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm sitting here next to our legislative affairs director, and I'm going to put her on the spot here a little bit, if I may. Is it possible to get an update on the construction of the Capitol? That has nothing to do with the cameras that we just were talking about, just the building itself.
To the chair, Senator Meyer, yes. And we have Jeff Goodell, who's our project director, online. Yes, we want to discuss. You're dealing with Dawson day by day, just let the council know how we're coming on the project.
Sure.
Sure, Pam, no problem. Senator Meyer, through the chair, this is Jeff Goodell. And where we're at is we are into substantial completion here in November 1, and I have inspected the interior and the exterior of the building with our architect and with our subs and with our prime, Dawson Construction. We have put together a punch list. Today, I did a walkthrough or a crawl through, I should say, of the crawl space and inspected that area. And we have had the fifth floor turned over to us for our reconstruction so that my maintenance staff is now reconstructing offices on the fifth floor. Wednesday or Thursday, we will get the fourth floor, and we will move on down the line then within the next probably 10 days. With the idea in mind that we reestablish occupancy sometime early December. So the only thing really on the exterior of the building that is not done is part of the east face of the 4th Street, the front of the building, and then at the southeast corner, and they are working from that southeast corner towards the portico on the front of the building and working from the portico in an easterly direction towards that southeast corner. So we are coming to completion, and we're in cleanup and reconstruct phase on the interior as I speak. The crane is down, the upper parking lot is getting cleaned out, and we are moving towards being done quite soon.
Great. Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, Jeff. So the bottom line is early December will full occupancy of the building. I did happen to see it, like I said, a week or so ago, and I really impressed it. The outside exterior looks great. That overhang that had disappeared over the years really completes the building. It really makes it look like it did originally. Thank you, Senator Meyer. Any further discussion? Any further comments? Hearing and seeing none, then we're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good.